the message we're passing on is that parliaments should contribute to the welfare of the people that they represent worldwide. And there is a framework that is being put in place, the New Development Agenda, for the next 15 years. Parliaments have been involved in the design of this agenda, and now we're going to have to move from words to action. And that action should, as everybody has been saying, people-centered, and who else than parliamentarians to make sure that the people are always at the center of all the endeavors that will be made to implement the New Development Agenda.
Now, you say it's time for action. Will there be different strategies for each continent?
Well, you have a common approach, right? We're all agreed that the New Development Agenda should lead to better well-being for the people. Everybody shares that. But of course, we have to be realistic and really say that each region has its specificities. Each region has its own needs and interests, and there will be differentiated approaches in the various regions and countries. But there are a number of things that are non-negotiable. I think that one of them is good governance, democracy. We'll have to make sure that democracy is implemented across the board to create an environment that is conducive to development, that is conducive to peace and harmony among the people. This is something that is not negotiable. It has to be implemented. And when we talk about democracy, we are talking about basic freedoms, respect for human rights, gender equality, all of this, the right for everybody to participate in the management of the country's or their society's life. So these are things that we're going, as the Interparliamentary Union, we're going to try to promote. We're going to try to mobilize parliaments to work on across the board.
Now, the IPU provides support to different parliamentarians around the world, and you mentioned regional specificities. What, for example, are the main specificities for a continent like Sub-Saharan Africa?
Sub-Saharan Africa has lots of challenges. The whole issue of just survival. You see what is happening. When you look at the migrant population today, the number of people who are seeking to migrate to other climes, the majority are coming from Sub-Saharan Africa. This means that the conditions in Africa, Sub-Saharan Africa, are not right. There are deep-seated causes to this. We think that a crucial challenge will be to promote better governance in Africa, make sure that there are more opportunities for the youth, for instance, creation of new jobs, new opportunities for the youth, better empowerment of women, and creating a general atmosphere, environment that is conducive to people staying back home and not having to migrate. So this is going to be a big challenge for African parliaments, for instance.